Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Anne-Laure and Blandine from Comté Fille Cognac. How are you two doing today?
Hello, Taylor. Very good.
Hello, Taylor. Thank you.
Can you tell our listeners who you are and what do you do?
We are Blandine and Anne-Laure. We are two sisters and we took the estate in 2011. We took it back from our father and uncle. It's a family vineyard since for sure five generations. The family is here since a very long time. When we came back on the estate, no bottles were made. Everything were distilled, stored and sold to big brands. But we decided to make our brand and to bottle by ourselves.
The Comté Fille cognacs that we see now and that we're tasting today are recent bottlings.
Yes, the brand is quite very recent, in fact. The family is old, but not the brand.
What would you say is the philosophy at Comté Fille cognac?
The philosophy is natural, something which comes directly from our estate. We have the vineyard, so we can manage everything from the vineyard to the bottle. We manage all the line, so we can be sure everything is more natural possible. We have the luck to have three kinds of soil, so Bombois, Finbois, and Petit Champagne. So we work directly from the soil, and the cognac we bottle represents a kind of soil. So we try to bring something directly from the soil, made our way.
Can you explain some of the work that you do in the vineyards throughout the year? Because I understand that working in a natural way has its difficulties in the Charon region.
Yes, it's very difficult. First of all, we have to be very present in the vineyard to check everything. We fertilize everything with organic fertilizers because it's choice for us. It seems very natural to us. This year, it was very, very wet, very raining. It was difficult to do this job in the vineyards because we have a lot of rain. And if we do a good work, we need to be dry. And we fertilize the vineyards and we use organic fertilizer since few years. And we are very, very pleased because we have a very good result about the life of the soil.
Can you describe what product we're tasting today?
We will degust today a cognac heritage. It is 35, 40 years old, and this is a fine champagne. My grandfather was called Guy. He used to distill, and my parents distill a part. We blend together this, and we create an heritage because it is a long patience. And
our father and grandfather, they were very, very big friends. So in the bottle, it's the friendship our father with his father-in-law. It is a heritage, our heritage.
You said that before you arrived at the estate, you were selling most of the eau de vie. So it was your father and his father-in-law keeping certain barrels?
Yes, they kept some vintages, in fact.
And how would you describe the style of this cognac heritage?
This one is a very, very fine one. It's purely elegant. The flavors are coming and then they are changing. It's a big travel in the mouth.
How does this cognac differ from the style of cognacs that you make today?
Of course, different because the years are different. This one is a very old one. Today we produce younger cognac, of course, but we could say the DNA is the same. I would say we do not work with lots of tannin in our cognac. We prefer lighter tannin. So I would say in a sense, it is the same cognacs, but with lots of year difference.
We don't use artifice. We do the same. No sugar.
Do you know if the lees were used when the wine was distilled?
No, it's a very young principle to distill lots and lots of lees now. 40 years ago, only few people distilled the lees.
And today, do you distill with the lees?
Yes, we distill a little bit more with lees, not too much, but a little bit because it brings some more smoothness to the cognac.
But we do not use lots of lees in our cognac because we do not want to have some heavy cognac.
If we talk about barrels, what kind of barrels did the Héritage Eau de Vie age in?
The Héritage has been stored in a young cask from the beginning, but it has not changed. So it is in its first barrels. So the color comes from the color it had 40 years ago.
So the Héritage is a blend of single barrels, and all of the eau de vie stayed in the same barrel since the
beginning. Yes, it is.
Are the barrels from Limousin or Troncée?
Most of Limousin, yes.
What are the cellar conditions like?
We have a mix. We have one cellar which is quite dry and one cellar which is much more humid, wet. So the wet brings lots of smoothness and the dry one brings something more right.
This is a 35 to 40 year old cognac, correct?
Yes, it is.
And it's bottled at what alcohol percent?
This one, we have decided to bottle it at 40%.
What are some of the reasons why you might choose to bottle one cognac at 40% and another at 43%, for example?
Sometimes it's easier for the tongue to appreciate an alcohol when it's not so strong. For the Héritage, it's a good point at 40 because there are so many flavors. It would be sad, I would say, to have too much alcohol in front of all this flavor.
Your father and his father-in-law did not use additives, no dosage, no coloring, etc. Is that still the case today?
Yes, it's one of our main points. No caramel, no sugar. When people come to us to try a cognac, they want to find our DNA. You always have exactly the same color, exactly the same feeling of sugar and Héritage, which is always wonderful. Sometimes lighter, sometimes a little bit stronger, but it's not what people who come to us have to look for. They have to look for a pleasure, a DNA, Comtéfi DNA.
If we move to a tasting note of this Comtéfi Cognac Héritage, how would you describe the nose?
You have a first nose of something like chocolate. Then it moves to more grilled, like coffee grilled, just grilled, and a little marmalade. Although when you have it in the mouth, you have this little orange peel and walnuts, which is something we find in very old cognacs.
How would you describe the flavors and textures that we experience in the mouth?
In the mouth, it's very smooth and very fine at the same way. It stays in the mouth a long time. And the final is on, maybe coffee, chocolate, something like this.
Do you like to eat with some of your different cognacs or do you prefer to taste it by itself?
Qu'est-ce qu'on mange avec ce cognac? Un steak haché, tu vois, un steak haché frites, un burger. Non. Non, mais c'est vrai qu'il est tellement cérémonieux que... We can drink it like this for itself because it's very complex and we have so many flavors to find inside. But I think it's a good way to have it with charcuterie, dry meat, or maybe also foie gras, which is something very fine too, with a little bit of salt, of course.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad that you're part of the calendar and I wish you too a very happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!